survey says this morning. What do you have for
today,
us?
Today, my question is, 42% of adults admit they've done this in the bathroom mirror. What is it?
In the bathroom mirror?
Yeah, like in front of it. Like, you can have a lot of fun in front of the mirror and kind of just, you know, be talking to yourself. Or like, I've gone on a date, so this is how I'm going to speak to it. Oh, yeah. I like
a role play situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
With yourself.
With yourself, yeah. God, I'm so good at this. Oh, wow, yeah. No, it's not the answer.
What do I do? No, because it has to be half of people, nearly.
Just under half.
I would say people, like, check their outfits in the mirror. Like, fix themselves.
Only half? 42%? Really?
Like...
No, yeah, you might have a smaller mirror in your bedroom and you got the big one in the
bathroom. Yeah, but in the bathroom one, that's, like, smaller, no?
Oh, very fair.
Like, if you're, like, out for the day...
I get you, yeah.
And you're in a restaurant, you just quickly, fix yourself. Very good. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, not sorry.
Some people wouldn't
do
that. Yeah, in a bathroom,
you wouldn't check your outfit. Yeah, I get you. Some people would, some people wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's a very good guess. It's not the answer. In fact, no.
Okay.
I am forever, like...
Do you just not look in the mirror?
He doesn't want to admit something he does.
I shave like every 2 days. So that would be roughly 40-50% of the week.
Yeah.
So I shave.
Because I kind of free trim. I don't look in the mirror. I do it in the shower.
I don't shave in the bathroom mirror.
But you do it in front of them.
But you
see what you're doing.
Yeah,
surely you're looking at yourself when you're shaving, no?
Missed a bit, yeah.
Like,
what do you think? I shaved last night.
Yeah,
you shaved last night?
That's
a wet shave from last night.
It's not a wet shave, no.
A trim shave.
I would never go wet shave. No. It's not for me.
I was going to say, if you wet shaved, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can still see the hair. Yeah.
No, sorry, it's not the right answer, no. But again, it's a good guess, yeah.
That is going to drive me up the walls. 087-1102-107. Donal has said 42% of adults admit they've done this in the bathroom mirror. What is it? Send a text. We'll get to some of your guesses. Donal, what do you have for us this morning?
Today, 42% of adults admit they've done this in the bathroom mirror. What is it?
They've done this in the bathroom mirror. Okay. Chesney, what do you reckon it is?
Does it not look at their dad bod and say, God damn, I am fat? LOL.
Go on, Chesney. That's the pep talk we all need in the morning.
42% of people look in the mirror and say, God damn it, I'm fit.
Maybe not every day, but some days you go, oh yeah, better than yesterday anyway. Yeah,
better than yesterday. Yeah.
It's not the answer, Chesney. No, good guess.
No, but I really enjoyed that one, so I did. Good morning to Craig listening this morning.
Morning, our radio. Craig from Offaly. Is it practicing a speech or like a big... meeting or something? Start practicing it before you go and say it.
That's actually a really good idea. Or a really good guess. I wouldn't do it in front of a mirror. If I was like hosting an event or something, I might walk around in a circle talking to myself.
But yeah, I get to talking to yourself. I just wouldn't. What do I get from looking at myself doing it?
But there is a thing of like, you can practice talking to yourself and all that, but then sometimes you think, what do I look like to other people?
So I have actually once watched back a video recorded of me hosting an event, wondering what on earth I'm doing with my hands. So
yeah,
now that
I talk with my hands way too much.
I feel you on that. So now that Craig has kind of put that in, I'm kind of like, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah. It's good thinking. It's not the right idea. Oh. It's very good guess. Kelly was on as well, and she says, is it check if they have any buggers in the nose?
Oh, yeah. More people do that than 42%, surely. Oh,
yeah.
In a bathroom mirror?
But maybe you just kind of feel, there's something there, get rid of that. Unless you, what do you do? Lift your nostril up and do all that to actually look down.
God, that's kind of gross.
You just kind of have a look. I use my front camera on my phone.
Yeah, I was going to say your camera. Like, yeah, if you're in the bathroom, how are you getting those angles? Bit weird.
No, it's not the answer, Kelly. But again, I like your thinking. It's just a simple thing. It's kind of just... an everyday, well, not an everyday thing, but it's just a simple little thing, just a clue.
Okay, right. 087-1102-107, what do you reckon it is? 42% of adults admit they've done this in the bathroom mirror. Right, Donal, you got to put us out of our misery on this one. We were chatting earlier on about how, what is it again? 42%?
42% of adults admit they've done this in the bathroom mirror. What is it?
We've had some good guesses. Unfortunately, so far, we do not have the correct answer. I do see a very funny text in here, though, from a lovely Sarah from Westmead. Thanks for listening. She wants to say hello, by the way, to her son, Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi,
hello,
Alex.
Can someone explain to me what a little catwalk turn is and why you'd be doing it in the bathroom?
A little what? Oh, a catwalk. Oh, yeah, this.
Yeah, it's like a little...
Singles do that.
Like a little strut, like, in up to see how people, like, look at you. This on a night out, you will see loads of those.
You beat me to it, honestly, yeah. Is that what happens in the girls' bathrooms on nights out?
Yeah, you kind of, like, step well. Away from the camera, the mirror. Guys do this out?
No,
yeah,
honestly, yeah. They don't.
Oh, I've seen certain
guys. Do lads... Actually, I have a question. Do lads have, like, big mirrors in the lads' bathroom?
We have nothing, honestly. We have filth. Like, I walk past...
I think the field comes from me, though.
No, I understand that, but the amount of clubs and bars that I've worked in across the country, and I've just walked past the girls' bathroom, it's not even open. And it's just this beautiful, just like flowers, there's a couch, there's perfume.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's like nothing. Like, women's bathroom, it's a beautiful place to escape for some of you women. And
you could spend a whole night in the girls' bathroom. And you could meet the best people of your entire life in the bathroom as well.
There's a library in there.
I don't know about you, Donal, but I can't say the same about the men's bathroom on a night out. No, I can't say I've ever met, you know, some of the best people in my life in the men's bathroom on a night out.
The girls' bathroom is just so good.
Hype each other up. I'd love to go into the man's bathroom one night and do exactly what you ladies do to each other and just hype all the men up while they're in there.
They'd probably be like,
stunning girl. Oh god, you're looking great. Stop looking at me.
You are
trying
gorge.
To do a business.
Oh.
Yeah, so gorgeous. Where'd you get that from? Yeah, what's the lip liner combo? Like, you've got all the questions ready.
I have wanted to ask a guy many times in the bathroom what hair wax he uses, but I couldn't bring myself to it. Just standing there side by side at the urinal. So what hair wax do you use? It looks good.
It's like you're trying to chat him up. So just that's wondering.
Whereas girls, they don't pick up on that. They just think to be nice. Lads just think that
you're just be nice and you want something in for yourself as well.
Anyway, Donal, reveal the answer, please.
Answer is today. So 42% of adults admit that they stand in front of the bathroom mirror and check the hair for greys. They just go, oh, yeah, I was going to look.
My God.
It was simple, you're right.
Yeah, but then you don't, it's not an obvious one, but like, oh, yeah, you do.
No,
have
I
a little,
do get you. You do have a little check,
I've got my little grey streak. In my life.
Yeah, because
you know, have a nice grey streak.
It was
streak.
A stress patch that came literally overnight. Oh, and I quite like
overnight.
It now.
Overnight.
Yeah, the last job.
It's like,
just,
you know, some like famous athletes like dye a little bit of their hair.
Grey, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks good.
You just have it naturally, don't
you? You're rocking it.
Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta.
Had to do it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Sounding great. No. Sounding great.
What a voice.
Time for a game of Rhyme It, where we give you a word and the answer has to simply rhyme with every question. The word has to... Wait, what?
The answer to every question rhymes with the word we give you.
It's to rhyme with every question.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's fine. He's running on no sleep.
Let's go. You have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. Plenty of things in there. However, this morning, in there, Shania Twain tickets. She's bringing her show to the Thomond Park in Limerick, July 7th, with Sophie Ellis-Bextor on support. We've got Nicola on the line. Good morning, Nicola. Hi.
Hi. Hi, guys.
I believe you have something in common with Donal.
From Manchester, maybe?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. You got it in one.
From Manchester.
Manx in the house.
Manx in the house.
Yeah, the Scallies. Scallies together.
Sorry?
Scally. It's like a term for like a... Chav, like,
is that not your second name?
No, it's like a Manchester thing. It's like you call it was always, oh, your second name's Scally. It's like, well, hey, Scally. Like, they'd always admit because
is it a derogatory term?
I would be, yeah, but they'd only do it kind of for fun, but I'd just be like, yeah, whatever. So,
so if I like called Nicola a Scally, I'm in the bad books.
If it was out of context, yeah.
Okay. can you be a nice Scally?
If your second name is Scally, probably, yeah.
That's your name. Is your second name Scally, Nicola?
No.
You probably have a normal second name, do you?
Donal, is your second name Scally?
Yeah.
Scally. I just thought it was a nickname.
Oh, did you? It's because I'm from Manchester.
I thought it was like a stage name.
No, it is genuinely a second name. And growing up, it was always like, oh, it's Scally now.
Is that like one of us having a second name as Gobshite?
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay. It's a very similar thing in England anyway.
Okay. Your family has a... Okay.
Learning a lot.
Learning
this
a lot.
Call.
Yeah.
Nicola, thanks for the education when it comes to Manchester and all that. Right, let's get you those Shania Twain tickets. If you get 8, you will be in the draw to win them. Donald's going to spin the wheel. And then if you get 9, they're all yours. Okay. You ready to go?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's give it a go.
So your word today is scabs.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
You take these off clothes you've bought.
Tags.
And other words for jokes.
Gags.
A dog's tail does this when it's happy.
Wags.
When getting married, it's the opposite of hens.
Hey, what?
It's the opposite of hens when you're getting married.
Stags.
Old bits of cloth you might dust with.
Rags.
I bring many of these into the studio each day.
Bags.
You put these on your car with your county colours on.
Flags.
When your computer is running slowly at what?
Lags.
If a lad always bakes himself up.
Oh,
I have to stop. That was so good.
That's a third 8.
A third.
Well, it's all.
Yeah. Is it? Okay.
Yeah, right.
And you know what's good. So sad? All right. Out of curiosity, the 9th question was, if a lad always bigs himself up, he always what? What would you say?
Brags.
And you just stumbled on the hens question.
Yeah,
I missed the question.
Oh,
yeah, I missed the question.
So what could it be? But you might still win.
Annalie, it was you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm joking.
I know.
No, you did really well. It was my ears.
I know two mics. They're called Nikki and Charlotte Trousdale. And that's exactly how they'd act. That's a Manchester thing.
They're blaming it on me, not their fault.
That's the way
Well, Nicola, you're still in the draw, so I won't be complaining just yet.
No, I'm not.
We could be calling you back in just a bit. Okay, have a great day, Nicola. Fair play.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Is it nice, Donald, to have one of your people on the radio with us?
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like a bit of home. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's really cute, isn't
so
it?
Cute.
Yeah, no, it's your fault.
My goodness. Are you on my
this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Time for Get It Off Your Chest, where we get to come together as a family and take on board someone else's problems, wish that it wasn't our own, and just kind of give them a little bit of advice. And we ask you, the listener, to kind of, you know, dish out the advice as well. And we just come together with a solution for whatever may be going on. What do we have this morning?
So Rachel got in touch. She said, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because one of my closest friends has developed a habit that's driving all of us up the wall. She somehow manages to make every single conversation about herself. If someone's had a bad day at work, she's had a worse one. If someone says they're exhausted, she's more exhausted. If someone tells us they've had a family drama, somehow she's got an even bigger family drama. It's like nobody is allowed to have a moment because she always has to top it or bring the conversation back around to herself. Sometimes people don't want advice or a comparison. They just want their friends to listen for 5 minutes and say, that's awful. The rest of us have started noticing it, but nobody says anything because we don't want to upset her. The annoying thing is she's actually a lovely person. I don't even think she realises she's doing it. But it's got to the stage where if one of us starts telling a story, the others are already looking at each other thinking, here we go. I really want to say something because I think she'd be mortified if she knew how she was coming across, but I also don't want to hurt her feelings or make things awkward in the group. Has anyone else got a friend like this? Is there a nice way of telling someone that not every conversation has to come back to them? From Rachel. Oh, I feel like we all know somebody that's like that.
My favourite part of that is that she's actually a nice
person.
She's
not. Sorry now, but
Annalie, straight in with the knife, yeah.
She can't really be that nice of a person if she's so self-absorbed.
I think some people relate things to themselves sometimes to try and give that person like advice on what they did.
For everything.
We're all different though. We can't all like what's the saying is that when you go to Tenerife, they go to 11 a reef.
Yeah, that's the one. Like, even if you are thinking, oh, I can relate to that, keep it in your head for some stories. Like, if you can see your friend is really like emotional or like thinking about it, just keep to yourself. Be like, oh yeah, that happened to me once, but like sometimes, do we need to air it?
No. Donnelly, you're right. I do get, it's kind of like just be a listener. Just sit back and listen.
That's what the job as a friend is.
And then when you have your moment when things aren't going well for you or going good for you and you want to tell your friend that they'll listen to you too. But like, if a person is like this, like we all have that friend. I'm not going to mention the name of the friend that I have.
Please
that
don't.
And she's never going to change. Like, it's forever going to be like this. It has been for the last 10 plus years. Mm. So I'm kind of thinking, like, what do you say? You just kind of have to humor it sometimes. But then depending on my mood, sometimes I don't humor it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. See, my thing is, I would snap back. Yeah.
I get, well, I don't snap back. Would you snap back? Yeah.
If I'm very, like, not passionate, but, like, in my topic and this person would have always... Mm. come at it, yeah. Then I probably, if I was really in my like feels, I'd be like, well, actually, wait a second, can I just tell my story first?
Very good. Actually,
just
I like
let
that.
Me say it first.
I really like that. That doesn't seem like it's creating too much drama. It's like, just hang on a minute, let me just finish this.
Or like, but for me, like, if she starts yapping about her story, just be like, well, for me, my story, hello.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
This hello. This is where we started the conversation.
For my story, hello.
You know what I mean, that's though? Brilliant.
087-1102-107. What do you reckon on this one? I do think we all have that friend. And you know what's funny about it is that while everyone will have that friend, nobody will ever admit that they are that friend.
No.
No.
They definitely won't.
087-1102-107. Your thoughts on this, please. With a quick recap of Get It Off Your Chest this morning.
Yeah. So Rachel got in touch and she basically has a friend that anytime she's trying to talk to, she basically one-ups her on her story. So if she's having a bad day, her friend has had one worse. If she's tired, they're more exhausted, and they've always kind of got a story or a drama that's worse than theirs, and all of her friend group have started to realise it, but she doesn't really know what to do because she likes her as a person, but she just doesn't really know how to navigate it, or if she should tell her how she's acting, because she doesn't think she realises she's actually doing it.
Yeah. 087-1102-107. Quick hello to Aaron, by the way, who's reached out to say that it's an ADHD trait, and Aaron has kind of filled us in on about that, which is really cool to read. And I do understand that. I'm well aware of that. Well, we cannot assume that either. You know what I mean? We can't just assume that, like, not, this is really, really, I genuinely know people that have ADHD, but they would never interrupt me while I'm talking to them. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
If they're listening to me as a friend. So I understand that it can be a trait of it, but at the same time, not everybody that has ADHD, it's not a trait with everybody.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do get you. And I understand that that's their way of, like, giving empathy.
Yeah.
But you can also kind of give empathy in other ways, I would say, sometimes. Like, okay, talk about it and say you can relate, but I think you still need to listen to the person, and it can't happen with every single thing that you're talking about.
They need to get it off the chest as well, even though it's happening to them. Let them just vent.
Especially
as well,
if you're doing it for them as well. We've actually got a couple of texts in here that we're going to get through in just a bit. And if you want to send us a voice note, a few coming in there as well. Okay, we're going to come back to this.
So Rachel, she says, I need to get this off my chest. One of my closest friends has developed a habit that's driving us all up the wall. She manages to make every single conversation about herself. If someone's had a bad day at work, she's had a worse one. If someone says they're exhausted, she's more exhausted. It's like nobody's allowed to have a moment because she always has to top it or bring it back to the conversation around herself. Some people don't want advice or a comparison. They just want their friends to listen for 5 minutes and say that's awful. The rest of us have noticed, but nobody says anything because we don't want to upset her. She's actually a really lovely person, but it's got to the stage, if one of us starts telling a story, the other are already looking at each other thinking, here we go again. She wants to say something, but she thinks she'd be mortified if she knew she was coming across that way, but she also doesn't want to hurt her feelings or make things awkward. So she's looking for some advice.
087-1102-107 if you'd like to reach out to us this morning. Good morning to Laura.
Hi guys. I was just thinking, similar to that other man, that it can be a way of people communicating, especially those who are neurodiverse. It's kind of not always knowing, I suppose, how to respond to the situation or how to respond to what the person is telling you. So you kind of relate it or connect it to your own experience. And that can be a way of feeling like you're connecting with the person through conversation. But completely understandable that it can be frustrating for the other person or come across kind of rude like that. I suppose we don't know if that girl is neurodiverse, but could possibly be, or could possibly be undiagnosed. I would say it's never coming from a place of bad intention.
Really interesting to know. So that if you do have a friend that's doing that, there could be something underlying that you aren't aware about. So maybe we need to be giving them more sympathy. You know what I mean? Is that the word?
Potentially.
Maybe more leeway. Sorry, not sympathy. I wouldn't be giving sympathy, as in more leeway.
Leeway. You could, but I get what they're saying, that like they just want to connect with the person, but I think there's also other ways to connect. You could just be like, oh yeah, I get you.
Oh, wait, hang on a second here now. Something's going to happen.
Next Friday.
Oh, we are getting so engrossed in the conversation that I absolutely made a mess of the thing in front of me here right now. Don't worry, we're fixing
we
it.
We won't worry. That's okay.
We're back, everybody. Don't worry. We're going to tell you about the cash machine. Don't panic. It's on the way in just a bit. I do get that, but at the same time, I just feel like you can't just attribute that to everybody either. You know what I mean?
When it could be a possibility, but someone can just be being... talk about themselves too much as
well. Yeah, exactly. And we're going to go to Craig because we actually put a message out wondering, were we that friend?
Yeah, we did.
And we asked anybody, would they admit if they were that friend, Craig?
Well, afternoon, Air Radio. Craig from Offaly back here. I'm definitely one of them kind of friends. Sort of the one who's always saying, oh yeah, I've done that, I've been there, that happened to me. But I'm not trying to make it about me, pretend that I've done everything. It's sort of, I'd be dyslexic, and that's just how my brain processes stuff like that. And it's the easiest way for me to understand what someone's telling me is by linking it to myself or something I've experienced.
So there you go. So another example of that and how it works. So
yeah, but what's our advice for Rachel then? Like, are we just going to let her, let the friend be, or should we have like a conversation with her?
I think
her?
She needs to have a conversation.
I'm taking on board what I say Craig and Laura and Aaron told us here. How do you say that to somebody though as well? You can't, surely.
Is there a reason why?
Yeah, you can't do that. No, you can't.
But even like you said before, Emily, like the whole thing of going, just give me a minute. I'm just, you know, I'm going to come back to your thing in a minute.
I did like that.
Could be the better way of dealing with it.
If you've ever dealt with a friend like this, we'd love to hear from you. 087-1-102-107.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.